The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Understand, every one of you, that you are a vital part of a chosen generation. Chosen vessels called to allow God's kingdom purpose will to be accomplished through our yielded lives.
Discovering your role in an uncertain world.
God has this unlikely army of warriors, like you said, Betty, and we are on the move in Jesus' name.
Next.
Welcome to Life Today. This program is all about life, His life, the life of God. And I'm here with my sweetheart of 57 years we've been married. And so we've been here a while. And I'm so grateful, Betty, we spend this time together. But we also have two other people with us here today. I'm James, and this is Betty. And we have Sheila and Randy. Randy's our son, and Sheila is just his family. I've known Sheila a long, long time, and praise God for her. What a blessing she is to us. So, Randy, glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
And Sheila, glad you're here.
I love it. Family.
And I'm glad. Yes, it is family. I want to share something that I shared recently. I sent this message in a letter to friends that have just put God's arms around people all over the world for so many years, just most amazing people. And I said, I want to share something with you. I want to share it with you. I want to share that message. And what I shared with them, God's given me a word to share with you at this very moment, right now, as we deal with this deadly virus. We're witnessing a direct assault on precious lives and on health. But fear not. The enemy, Satan, will not win. I've been in earnest prayer for you and everyone who's concerned, seeking to hear God's heart and know His will. And I don't think I've ever heard God more clearly in my life. I've often said to Life Today viewers, you are very much on God's heart, and boy, you are. He sees you in His divine design and gifting, the special uniqueness of your own life has created for His kingdom purpose. God will lead us through this challenging time. Jesus is the victory, not just our victory. The victory. With that in mind, I'm going to share with you what's actually happening right now in the invisible realm of the spirit. This virus is a visible manifestation of the invisible satanic attack on everything that pertains to life and godliness. This enemy is seeking to destroy God's kingdom purpose in your life and through Christ's body, the church. He's not attacking us because of us, but because of God's kingdom purpose through us. That's what the enemy's after. Rest assured, Satan's scheme will fail. God has always desired to have a family through whom He could bless the nations, the families, the people in the world. Because of the deliverance and redemptive work of Christ, that family is now the living spiritual body of Christ, the family of God, the church. You understand that? That family through which He blesses the families of the world is the church, the body of Christ. That's us. Even now, this moment, we are witness very clearly, it's an invisible assault manifesting, but we see the assault of Satan, the murderer, intensifying in our day. But as believers, we will stand. We will stand boldly together as the shining city set on a hill, refusing to be hidden. In faith together, we as the church of the living God will walk victoriously over Satan's limitations, intentions, like dust under our feet. We're going to be more than conquerors in Christ. Jesus said Satan's a murderer. And I repeat, it's God's kingdom purpose in your life and the life of every believer He's trying to destroy. That's what He's after. So God made it clear to me, speak to your faithful life partners and friends. For years, Betty and I have known there are many Spirit-led, courageous, compassionate believers who watch life today, every day if possible. Among them are very special people who've been holding on for the will of God to be done on this earth as it is in heaven, through His church, for His glory and His kingdom purpose. Knowing this, you've faithfully prayed for us. You've supported the mission outreaches of life. But this is what Christians must understand right now. Take note that this virus is attacking the most vulnerable, the older, the elders, the 60, 70, 80-year-olds, including those also over 50. It's the older group that the enemy is focusing on, trying to take out the ones who so often hear clearly the Father's heart and have much wisdom to offer. Sadly, many in this group, and even among all ages, think they don't matter. But please hear me, especially right now. You matter more than any influence or force on this planet, because you understand the importance of hearing and doing what Jesus said and what God's Word teaches. You have a historical life perspective. You can remember things that happened according to the will of God and the principles of Almighty God and the transforming power of unshakable truth. You also know very well the tragic results of not following God's Word. Those of you hearing this message are the very ones who can help give birth to the next great spiritual awakening. You really are. This will enable a world in darkness to behold the glory of God through His family, the church, against which the gates of hell will not prevail. And now, through this pandemic, this destroyer that's attacking the kingdom purpose of God through His church, through your life, Satan is attempting to take out any people who can clearly, readily, and with excitement receive and share God's truth. God has given those Satan is fiercely attacking the resources necessary to help take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. He has given the older people the oversight of the resources essential to do everything God wants to accomplish through yielded people, His family, for His kingdom purpose. Those of you who watch life today have helped make this happen, telling us, James and Betty, show us the least of these. Show us how we can give them water or food and set them free, and we'll gladly do it. We love being the hands and arms of Jesus, reaching out to the least of these, to the overlooked. And that's why Betty and I are especially praying right now for you. Father, help every person hearing this message understand, every one of you, that you are a vital part of a chosen generation, chosen vessels called to allow God's kingdom purpose will to be accomplished through our yielded lives. We're trusting you for the spiritual awakening our world so desperately needs. We trust you alone through us to deliver. God continues to offer us the wisdom and direction and the opportunity to be a healing balm in a very sick world and see the miracle of His unconditional love flow freely everywhere. Even in the midst of all the challenges we're facing, our ministry together with you will keep reaching out to those bound by human trafficking, providing clean water, shelter for orphans, food for hungry children, and all the precious people you help us reach. They not only face great challenges like we are, but in so many instances, their very lives depend on our help. The only way we will be unable to help them is if we lack support. With all my heart, I believe the manifestation of God's love is going to continue through the friends of life like you who want God's kingdom purpose to prevail and to accomplish even more than we can ask or think. We're going together share God's life, His love, and the promise to Christians that in Philippi supported Paul as the only church that supported him. That promise to them is a promise to you. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19. Thank you so much for hearing this message. Please join us in sharing the greatest outpouring of love, prayer, and support as we walk over Satan's deadly intentions. We will continue to set captives free, share God's love in action with all who need help that you make possible. Thank you so much. We're praying for you. Betty, I don't know how anyone could share with a more faithful group of people than we just shared with.
Absolutely. I think God trusts your heart with what you just heard. And I hope you're encouraged by it, because when I sit here and listen to it, I hear God saying to me, "You are my warrior. I have suited you up in me. That's all the power you need, in covered in my love. Now stand strong." You know, in battle, and we have, many of us, been in battles through our whole life about different things. We got some battle scars. But from those scars, He has made us stronger to stand again and again and again. So I hope you will join with us as the body of Christ, joining hearts and marching strong, and don't give up. The fight is strong. The fight is big, but our God's big too.
Oh, you're such a blessing, Betty. Sheila, it's a joy to have you. I don't know how you relate to what you heard me share with all of our viewers, but you know, I just really do believe the enemy's overplayed his hand.
He always overplays his slimy hand because God delights to take the least of these to accomplish His kingdom work. I remember when I was 16 years old and I was baptized in my little tiny Baptist church on the west coast of Scotland. And when I came out of the water, my pastor read over me, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, and your fruit would abide." And I remember at 16 thinking, "Me? Lord, you've got to be kidding." You know, I'm the only kid in school who doesn't have a father. I'm the only person I know whose father committed suicide. I couldn't travel for more than 2 miles in a car without throwing up. If, you know, I was just full of fear. But God loves to choose the least likely. And I think of our faithful partners. You know, I got a letter just the other day from one of our partners. She's 97. And she said, "You know, I sit here every day. I can't move much, but I pray for the work of life. I pray for our missionaries on the ground. I pray for the program going." And I think, you know, it's Satan looks at people that look impressive and thinks, "I'll get behind them. We'll do things in Hollywood. That would be great." What he doesn't understand is God has this unlikely army of warriors, like you said, Betty, and we are on the move in Jesus' name.
Amen. It's so hard to believe. Amen. He called the shyest guy on the planet when he called me to preach, honestly. And when I told the deacon, I said, "God called me to preach. You think He can use you?" He said, "No." Really, they honestly thought, I've said this many times, everybody in the church thought God was calling someone else, and I just overheard the call and answered. But God can use any of us. Randy, how do you relate to what I shared?
No, I appreciate what you shared. And one thing, as we went through this whole thing as a nation and as a world, that I saw a lot of, and I was tempted to fall into, is we saw this massive adjustment, sacrifice to fight this virus, and rightly so.
Sure.
I don't ever want to downplay that. I have friends who lost loved ones in that. But at the same time, I go, okay, there are things that are taking out lives all the time, and we seem to forget them. I mean, I interviewed Sheila Harper from Save One, an organization that helps those who have had an abortion and are dealing with the consequences themselves. And she was telling me that almost 1 million children are still being aborted in the United States. Those numbers are down, but we're celebrating that, oh, now it's under 1 million. And I almost kind of get angry. And I look at all these other things in our culture. I mean, we've got a lot of spiritual viruses in our culture that are robbing people of literally of their lives in some cases. But the anxiety, the depression, the lack of purpose, robbing people of a meaningful life. And there seems to be no will to make the kind of sacrifices and raise the awareness and really attack this the way that we rightfully attack this coronavirus thing. And so I appreciate you emphasizing the fact that we are to be that light in the world. And there's an interesting thing about light. My daughter's a photographer. I know you see her pictures. She loves to photograph, you know, skyscapes at night especially. And, of course, a moon, a full moon or a harvest moon, one of the most beautiful things. I can't tell you how many times I've been at home. Dad, get up. Come outside. Look at the moon, you know. Okay. And so you do it. Here's the thing. The moon's a rock. Nothing grows on it. Nothing can live on it. It's dust. It's worthless on its own. But it reflects the light of the sun. And that's where it gets its beauty. That's what gets our attention. It's not the moonlight, it's the moon reflecting the real light. And so no matter where we've come from, what mistakes we've made, and how Sheila felt insignificant as a child, you felt insignificant, and yet, oh my goodness, right? Okay? If we would just reflect the true light, don't curse the darkness. I get it. I get it. But just reflect God's light. That will stand out in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And there is a beauty in that that we cannot just generate on our own. So I appreciate the encouragement that you gave today and you give every day.
You know, there is a play on words right there, which you said the moon can only reflect the light of the sun, the S-U-N.
Yeah.
And I know in your mind you're also seeing that we actually reflect the light of the
That's
S-O-N, the sun. And that is precisely, think about it. He is the light of the world, but he said we are the light of the world because he in us is the light of the world. And literally able to light up the world when we become the shining city set on a hill. If we would come together, and by the way, the only way you can be a shining city set on a hill is that you come together. It's not just a little group. It's not a shining city. That's a light. And you don't even want that light covered because it illuminates the darkness and that dispels darkness all around it. So that's very important, the setting where you let your little light alone, but it's not really little, because it's reflecting the light of the sun, S-O-N, the Son of God. But when we stand together, and boy, if you think the enemy's not trying to take us apart and trying to take out people that can help bring us together, he's trying to take out everybody that can fulfill the kingdom purpose of God. And he's going to attack those who hear most clearly oftentimes or who've even been able to do the most. But he'll also try to tell you you're insignificant and there are no insignificant parts. Stump your toe and tell it it's insignificant, okay? It's not insignificant. I've said many times the vital organs are the ones most difficult to see. They're your vital organs. You are important, every one of us together. Randy, Sheila, Betty, thank you for sharing. I want you to know that everybody that comes through this studio, all these great church leaders that you've met, that we've encouraged, we've even asked you to pray for them and support them. We don't try to oversee your resources. You're the overseer of the resources God's entrusted to your watch care. And thank you that when we point at one of the least of these, Jesus said, if you bless them, you've done it to me. I said many times, even before I became a Christian, I saw Jesus in an image, in a message. I even saw it in a classic comic. Jesus was crucified, God's son. I saw him say, I thirst. I'm just a kid thinking, wow, I would have wanted to give him water. Betty, we've been giving people water now for years, millions of people, saving their lives. We've been giving them food. He says, I'm the bread of life. We try to share spiritual bread every day with you. The messages we share, the gifted communicators of the Word of God we share. But we share bread for life. Right now, we're helping people in desperate situations, even dangerous situations, all over the world, because of the love of God, but because you keep those people filled with the love of God in place as shining lights. Watch closely.
We're here in the Pibor area of South Sudan, and we're briefed by the head of security here, and they've said to us, look, you cannot venture out of here today. We were supposed to go out in some of the villages that we're helping in, where literally the conditions are just desperate. They just get hit by crisis after crisis. They literally have lost homes as a result of flooding in some months ago. the drought that has onset after that. They now are unable to produce food for themselves. We found woman after woman who have told us how they've lost children as a result, and yet now they face this heightened insecurity and a physical risk. And it's just devastating because they're children that will be suffering within this area of malnutrition, of starvation. And now they find themselves here where the conditions just worsen. They've had to gather up everything they have. If you look at some of the people around here, they're carrying a mattress and everything they can, just whatever they own, they brought into this area. This is now going to have to be home. And we encountered woman after woman who have lost children, many of them saying we are in critical need of food. It's a desperate situation for us. I need you to understand, the mothers here want peace for their children. They just want to be able to have a settled home, to be able to meet the needs of their children, keep them alive, and a dream of seeing their children thrive. They're not the ones creating the conflict. They are victims to what is happening here from a small group of people that are attacking their area and literally stealing their lives. For most of these women, their biggest concern is, how am I going to feed my child? We will try and meet the needs of these people immediately, but the real challenge is that we've got to get back out into those villages. We're ready to go. The moment they give us security clearance, we'll go back to those villages and we'll reach those people, because it is our responsibility as their neighbors to express God's heart and to extend his hand to them. But we cannot do it without you.
Wow, do you know that the United Nations and the, again, sometimes you think, well, maybe you should never share that, but the UN have actually come to our mission teams and said, we have the food, but we have no one that can go in and deliver it. But somehow you folks, you people, your mission workers, your relief workers, you risk everything. So here. And many times they have unloaded enormous amounts of food for us to take in. That's not what we're facing right now, but I'm just telling you, it has happened. And you want to know why it's happened? Because the people are so full of the love of God, so full of his compassion, they're carried by that love. And they go in. They risk their lives to save lives, just like all the workers and the healthcare workers now and the first responders. Do you realize how important it is to pray for all our healthcare workers, everyone working in these hospitals? Thank God for all the corporations, all the businesses that are doing everything to supply needs. By the way, this shouldn't just be something in the midst of a crisis. It ought to be the way we live. And the businesses ought to be not gouging, but doing it even less expensive. In other words, do everything. Can we please think that way? I really believe the viewers of Life Today do think that way. So just understand this. They're willing to go in. And I can tell you right now, they are organizing places where the people are secure, but they don't have anything to eat. I mean, they're basically living as refugees. We can save their lives. We can give them a future. Various hot spots all over Africa. Your gift right now, if you would go online or dial that number that is their prayer line people have called in to give their life to Christ, that number is paid for by love. Many have experienced that love today. Would you, because of God's love in you, would you go online or dial that number, take your bank card, and make the gift God puts on your heart? I pray you'll make the best gift you can. $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children. I always say, could you help us feed 10? Is there any way that you could feed 100 and give $1,000? Is that possible? Well, you do whatever you can. Do it now, if you will. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. We really do need to know that. We depend on God's love shared through you as a yielded vessel, a channel through which he flows that love. Thank you for supporting people that are so courageous. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you so much for your help.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Global Impact of Life Journal. This softcover journal includes pictures from the mission field and inspiring scriptures as a reminder of your impact in giving to bless lives around the world. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Global Impact Bible. This English Standard Version presents a fascinating guide to the impact of the best-selling book of all time. Filled with quotes from well-known figures, photographs, and reproductions of fine art, it highlights the many surprising ways Scripture has shaped civilization. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I'm here in just one of the malnutrition clinics. And as you can see, I'm here with this beautiful mother and this little one. You know, it's Africa, it's warm here, but look at her legs. She's completely wrapped up, and her little hands. The need is so urgent. I mean, I've heard about it. I've seen the things that James and Betty have done for years. But to actually come here myself and see with my own eyes how urgent the need is, I'm asking you, in Jesus' name, would you go to the phones right now and make the best gift possible? We can all do something. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a 14-year-old kid watching this or if you're 84 years old and you're living in a limited income. We can all do something. No mother should have to travel 25 kilometers to bring her very sick child to a clinic because she's so malnourished. Would you give your best gift now? Please go to your phone right now. Go online right now and give the best you can. If we all do it, we can change the world for these moms and for these children.
Yeah, well, I really want to say in behalf of all the mission workers, Randy and Sheila too, Betty and me, thank you so very much for your support. Thank you so much for the encouragement. And then just let me say this to you very, very personally. You know what I shared with you? I told you it was a message that I tried to share with all of the people that have been so faithful over the years to give them clear understanding. And I really do believe that we are together, even the very ones who can, say, light the fire or the candle that helps encourage the church to become that shining city set on a hill. And so your support really means a lot to us. Because we're investing not in something right now, but now and forever. We're fulfilling His kingdom purpose. Thank you so much for helping us do it. Thanks for watching Life Today. Encourage your friends to watch and keep sharing Life Today, every day, wherever you are. We're learning the importance of compassion that leads you to risk your own life to save another life. We're seeing the power of love.
Sharing God's love. Next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.